This weekend is the 5th annual Leaf Downtown AVL in Pack Square Park, August 2nd through 3rd, 2019, featuring headlining acts Stephen Marley, Arrested Development, Deli to Dublin, and DJ Logic. The website says that Leaf Downtown celebrates communities, creativity, diversity, and families in the heart of downtown Asheville through music and arts. So this evening, I'm here speaking with Aaron Cruz. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us here at Asheville FM. I wonder if you could describe your role in Leaf Downtown for us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andrew. I'm the artistic director for Leaf Community Arts and Leaf Downtown Leaf Festival. I essentially curate the artists, design the themes, book and schedule everyone, and ensure that we have the top-notch production possible for the city of Asheville and the community.
Awesome. So what is the theme for this this summer's Leaf?
This summer's Leaf is Rise Up, and it's really about an energy of wanting to people feel inspired, encouraged to stand up, share their beliefs, join together with family, congregate in peaceful ways, and express ourselves with a diversity of culture right in the heart of Asheville. You know, we're really blessed to be able to invite many different partners and members of the community, the Latinx community, the African-American community. We bring in artists and acts from around the world. And then we have a lot of our traditional Asheville community and tours that come together and provide a world-class family experience for everyone.
When I hear about Leaf, I often think of the festivals at Lake Eden and Black Mountain in the spring and the fall. I wonder, what is Leaf Downtown and how is it different from these other two festivals?
Absolutely. Well, Leaf Festival out in Black Mountain, going on a 25-year legacy festival out there, is really a full immersion experience. So that's an experience where you go and you get your camping gear, you settle into a beautiful space, 120 acres out there, and you kind of have a more in-depth experience, but also a little bit more isolated. And that was one of our main emphasis in trying to create Leaf Downtown, was we wanted something that's accessible to everybody. You know, not everybody could spend $1,000 for a family of four to get out to Leaf Festival. So, you know, by bringing this event with still the same quality of music, family atmosphere, excellent vendors, over 200 performers, right into Asheville, really create an opportunity for everyone, no matter who you are, you know, how much money you have or what walk of life you are, you're welcome down there, Leaf Downtown, to have a really powerful, transformative experience that really strengthens our community from the inside.
So participants can see art, music, and a variety of other things just walking through downtown Asheville. I wonder if you could walk us through the downtown scene as far as locations and lineups, what people might expect walking downtown.
Absolutely. So the festival takes place on a Friday from 4 to 10 p.m. and from Saturday from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. at night. And it's essentially right in the heart of Pack Square Park. We take up the entire park. We'll have three stages. Up at the top by the monument is a cafe stage. So that's a smaller acts or local acts there with a variety of different type of programming, though. We have everything from singer-songwriters like Life Like Water to old school funk from the neighborhood for Free Flow Band, DJ Bowie, Marley Carroll for some more dance party type things. And then if you progress a little bit further down the park, oh, and I might add that's also our food court. There'll be 10 food trucks up there around the monument. And then as you progress a little bit further down, you get to the U-Leaf community stage. And that's where we're going to really focus on our youth artists. We have a Leaf Summer Camp program currently going on right now, and all those kids are practicing on drum numbers and dance numbers that they'll be showcasing at that U-Leaf family stage. We also have Studio Zahia, Asheville Music School, and various other partners that are going to be bringing, that are working on projects that will be showcasing there. So you'll see 200 or 300 different kids throughout the weekend performing on that family stage. All around, leading down to the main stage area, we have buskers and performers. We have 10 different buskers associated with the Asheville Buskers Collective and a few curated by Leaf that'll be doing juggling and statue arts and, you know, everything in between, stilting and fun things. So then as you progress down from that main busking area, you get to the main stage, Pack Square, which is right in front of the courthouse. And that's when we'll be featuring our headliners of the weekend and other large acts, you know, like Deli to Dublin and Arrested Development, old school hip hop on Friday night, and then DJ Logic and Stephen Marley. And last year, we reached about 30,000 people over the 2 days. So it's really a hugely dynamic event where there's something for everybody at every turn, though.
And so this is the fifth year that this has been happening in the downtown of Asheville. What do you expect to be different from last year?
Well, this is really a landmark year for us in many ways. You know, when we first came on in the beginning, we were approached by the city of Asheville and many community members because of the void from Belle Cher departing. And they're like, hey, we want something that's down in Asheville, a festival, not quite as huge and sprawling as Belle Cher was, but also kind of focusing a little bit more on family culture and doing something unique as well that brings in diversity. So it was quite a challenge. You know, we had done things in the festival grounds in our own land, so coming out to downtown was a transition. But we feel like it's really germinated and been an excellent opportunity for us to share in a different way. What's special about downtown, and even more so this year, is that it really revolves around partnerships. Without us being able to partner with a lot of different organizations, it simply wouldn't be feasible for us to do it. And that begins with the city of Asheville, who provides lots of in-kind support for us. But then we also have what's called the Voices of Asheville tent. And these are activists and advocates and leaders of our community that are sharing important messages going on in Asheville right now. And those are groups like Asheville Parks and Recreation, Asheville Urban Youth, Beloved Asheville, Children's First, Melody Henry, Open Hearts, Raices, Transmission, and several others. So that including a robust partnership with vendors in the area, 90% of our vendors are all local regional. So we try to highlight the very best of what Asheville has to offer is the backbone of why I feel LEAF is so popular and has such a strong community buy-in. And this year, you know, we've had some great headliners, but we went on a limb and stretched a little bit, and we got Stephen Marley, who's, you know, a 8-time Grammy Award-winning reggae royalty, you know, and that took a bit to get him out here, but we're really excited because we feel like that's the type of music and vibe that could bring in people that you normally wouldn't expect to have this type of experience.
So really a combination of local Asheville artists, but also, as you're naming, with someone like Stephen Marley and international acts too. How did you end up finding and scouting some of these acts, and how do local vendors and artists get involved in future events?
Well, we do have a pretty robust submission platform where a lot of artists continuously send in their electronics press kits and portfolios to be a part of LEAF. And so we try to be very diligent in going through them. It's sometimes a challenge, but we try to be diligent going through them and kind of marking off artists that we feel that are growing in strength, have good momentum and great potential. And, you know, giving them an opportunity to play a LEAF is, you know, we're blessed to say is a nice feather in the hat. You know, if someone says, hey, I played a LEAF main stage, and then they go to try to book at another venue downtown, it works very much in their favor, and we're always willing to vouch for them and try to help promote our local artists the best we can. You know, with the more international acts, we've had the pleasure of having Devil's Lead to Dublin play at LEAF Festival. It's been about 4 years, but man, they tore the roof off our Eden Hall venue and our main stage there, so we kept them in mind. So when the opportunity arose back up for them, because they come from Canada, to route down this way, I definitely wanted to grab them up. And, you know, DJ Logic is an old classic. He's been spinning records for 20 years, old school hip-hop to funk and groove classics. And you know, Stephen Marley was one of those opportunities that he's going from, you know, Wilmington, North Carolina. He's swooping down to Atlanta, and we happen to be right in the path, you know. So I just always got to keep my eyes on the radar and say what type of acts that I feel like are really culturally relevant and have high integrity performances, and try to catch them on the path. So it's a combination of a few things, but I would say the festival downtown is about 70% local artists, maybe even 80%, and trying to enrich their careers and raise them up, and then bring in a couple national acts to get the bells ringing for people to come downtown.
Additionally to the music and art that that you've described here, I noticed that there's something called the LEAF Art Dash 5K, both timed and untimed. I wonder what some of the information around this this 5K, and how do people learn more?
Oh, great. I'm glad you asked there. This, you know, that's an important point to this as well. As a quick side note, is, you know, there's being a free event, it's a little tricky. There's very few revenue streams for us to ensure that we maintain sustainability and thrive throwing the event, you know, and that's why we're always praying for sunshine out there. So everybody out there, think sunshine for us this weekend, because it's a big deal for us to have a good, happy, warm crowd. And, you know, but the 5K is a 5K race. that starts on Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. It's real fun. It's an Art-5K, so we have along the path, you know, a second-line brass band. We have filters. We have jugglers. We have a samba, a drum line, you know, all kinds of stuff. So as you're going through, you know, doing your trot around, you know, you'll get a little extra burst by seeing, you know, an awesome samba band around the corner kind of, you know, putting some fire in your shoes a little bit there. So it's something that's really fun for us to kind of diversify the opportunity for us to share different things, attract different types of crowds, and, you know, bring them into involvement there. We also have after parties on Friday and Saturday night at Asheville Music Hall. And we also do what's called a ticket ticket, which is kind of a VIP style ticket that you can purchase, and you get catered meals. You get a really cool space to sit by their artist meet and greets and a few different things there. So this just helps us to kind of get a little extra while giving back to community as well in diverse ways.
So having this summer, this large event, kind of really sandwiched between these other two Leaf festivals in the spring and the fall, it sounds like there's really a lot going on in the heart of Asheville going on this weekend. I wonder if you could point our listeners where they might be able to find more information about complete schedule and get more details about what they can expect.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to theleaf.org, that's theleaf.org /downtown. On that page, you can find a whole bevy of information. It has our complete schedule there in the downloadable format. It has the lineup as well as biographies on every musician performer on stage throughout the weekend to learn a little bit about the artist with videos and such. It has a map layout of the grounds and how it's the ins and outs there, as well as different recommendations on parking garages. And we even put a bus transit schedule in case you need to know if the buses are rerouted or if there's any kind of buses that go direct for us. And there we've got emergency action plans. We've kind of laid out a whole laundry list and then ways to get involved as well. If you want to volunteer, if you want to run the 5K, if you want to do the after parties, you can find all the links to everything on that particular page. And you're welcome to explore.
Amazing. Eric Cruz, thank you so much for spending this time with us tonight at Asheville FM. And look forward to seeing the 5th annual Leaf unravel downtown.
Awesome. Thank you, Andrew. Look forward to seeing you there. And everyone, welcome. Bring your family and friends. We're going to have a great time out there.